I'll start with a hike because we're a sports program and hiking, sports, whatever. Maybe I'll end with a hike, too. Also, I was wearing a baseball cap. It wasn't much of a hike, and what there was, we could have avoided. If you want to, you can get off the boat and get right on a bus and be at the glacial lake in a few minutes. We hiked, walked, really. It takes maybe 15 minutes. Off to the left of the brown dirt road, you see a forest and lots of shades of green, and at one point off to the right, you see a sign that says, "Kiss a Moose." Turn at the sign and walk down a little path, and having paid a handful of Norwegian kroner, you can get close enough to a penned-up, tired-looking moose to kiss it, if that's what you want to do. Or you can keep walking up the hill toward the lake, and when you get there a few minutes later, you can have a cup of coffee and a Norwegian cookie, and you can look across the water, which is impossibly clear, at the Svartisen Glacier. Between the tip of the glacier and the shore of the lake, you'll see about 20 yards of wet rock. The Svartisen is Norway's second-largest glacier, and it used to be larger. I know that because I asked the guide. Actually, first I asked him if he spoke English. "Didn't you hear me on the bus?" he asked. "I walked," I said. "Hiked." He shrugged. "So," I asked him, "is this glacier receding?" 16 years ago it reached the lake," he said. "Now it falls 20 yards short." 16 years ago it didn't. Not 600 years ago. Not 60 years ago. 16. Look it up, and you'll learn that the Svartisen Glacier still covers about 230 square miles over several municipalities in northern Norway. People used to casually hike not just to it, but on it. That's not allowed these days. Just to get close to the glacier, you have to have a guide, and you have to cross something called the danger zone. Still, it is no slouch, this glacier. At some points, it's hundreds of meters thick. The guide who told me about the glacier isn't a scientist, and neither am I. I'm just a guy who had the good fortune to visit Norway recently, and I'm bringing back the news. 16 years ago, people like me visiting that country's second-largest glacier, eating a cookie and sipping coffee, would see the ice meet the lake. Now it's not like that, which is something to think about when you hike down the dirt road from the lake back to the boat.